morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the fourth annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th in Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call Lucas Reinhardt, 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The fourth annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another 2 in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Green New Deal, introduced by Democrats last week, seeks to work with farmers and ranchers to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions. The resolution is non-binding, which means it would create no new programs if it did pass Congress, according to the Hagstrom Report. But it is a framework for a discussion, especially in the race for Democratic presidential nomination. The Food and Environment Reporting Network says one section of the resolution addresses agricultural production, calling for collaborative work with U.S. farmers and ranchers to eliminate pollution and greenhouse gas emissions from the agricultural sector as much as technologically feasible, including by supporting family farming, investing in sustainable farming and land use practices that increase soil health, and building a more sustainable food system that ensures universal access to healthy food. In other news, the Department of Agriculture will release data for the upcoming USDA Agricultural Projections to 2028 report. The data tables due out Thursday will include projections for farm income, U.S. fruits, nuts and vegetable supply and use, and global commodity trade. Data tables containing long-term supply, use, and price projections to 2028 for major U.S. crops and livestock products, as well as supporting U.S. and international macroeconomic assumptions, were released in November of last year. USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansen says the complete USDA Agricultural Projections to 2028 report will be released on March 13th, 2019, and will include a full discussion of the projections for U.S. commodity supply and use, farm income, and global commodity trade. The Green New Deal, however, isn't expected to gain any approval from Republicans. Also today, U.S. cotton producers intend to plant 14.5 million cotton acres this spring, up 2.9% from 2018, according to the National Cotton Council's 38th Annual Early Season Planting Intentions Survey. Upland cotton intentions are 14.2 million acres, up 2.8% from 2018, while extra-long staple intentions of 264,000 acres represent a 6.3% increase. The survey results were announced over the weekend at the NCC's 2019 annual meeting in San Antonio, Texas. NCC's Dr. Jody Campici says history shows that U.S. farmers respond to relative prices when making planting decisions. For the 2019 crop year, many producers have indicated a desire to reduce soybean acres due to low returns in 2018. As a result, corn is expected to provide the strongest competition for cotton acres in 2019, that according to Campici. The NCC questionnaire, mailed in mid-December 2018 to producers across the 17-state cotton belt, asked producers for the number of acres devoted to cotton and other crops in 2018 and the acres planned for the coming season. Survey responses were collected through mid-January.
You got farm news on Ron.
Coming up, it's the 8th annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact Sale Manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 18th. We'll see you there.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.